Grow Hayes is seeking additional funds from Ellis County governments. Executive Director Doug Williams shares with us a little bit about what that investment would be used for on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Well, it's that time of year. All the local governments are going through the budget process, and so this is the time of year where we circulate around and visit with them, tell them our plans, tell them what we've done, and ask for their support, their investment in our organization. And this year, we kind of had a different spin on it, and that's what was discussed last night at the City Commission meeting. And probably, although I didn't hear your session this morning with Mason and Colin, that's probably what you were discussing with them as well.
Yeah, I'll open this up to you. I think maybe the easiest way to start is, like, right now, how is Grow Hayes funded?
Well, we receive investments from both the private and public sector currently. And like last year, it was a little less than one half from the private sector, and then a little more than one half from the public sector. Regardless, our budget is about half of what comparable communities are that have done a good job in economic development. You know, we have not had the level of investment to do some of the things that we would like to do over a long, sustained period of time. And so this year, we thought that we would approach the local taxing entities with a new concept, and that being that each of them assess a one-half mil for economic development. And we felt that that would get us to a budget level that would be comparable to other communities our size, but also, more importantly, fund the plans that we have. We want to do more than we've been doing. We're proud of what we've accomplished, but we think there's a lot of work to do. And so that's the concept that we have approached each of the taxing entities with. Whether they fund that with a tax levy, as we brought up and the idea we floated, or whether they fund it in some other way, is not all that important to us. We like the idea. We believe it's a sustainable way to do it, but we're just asking them for additional investment that we think will be get the taxing entities a good return on their investment.
Yeah, and from the sounds of it, the city is absolutely supportive of increasing that funding. But the mill levy idea, I think, maybe just wasn't too popular with the constituents out here.
Yeah, and I suppose taxes, you know, increasing taxes never is. And so if they have other methods with which to invest in economic development, we're fine with that. That's great. We just need some additional funding to do some of the things we want to do. You know, as I mentioned, if you look at other communities, and we always get compared to Ford and Finney County, so I'll use those as examples. Ford County and Finney County, our annual budget last year was around $225,000. Theirs approach, both approach about $500,000. Our staff is two. Their staffs, in the case of Ford County, is six, and in the case of Finney County, is four. Well, they can get a lot more done, and they have. And, you know, one of the things I hear often is, well, you know, they've done a great job down there. They have good economic development, but, you know, we don't want to be a Ford or a Finney County. And the reality is we will never be a Ford or a Finney County because we don't have the same resources. But what we can learn from Ford and Finney County is how they took their natural resource and expanded on it. They have their natural resource of water. They grew that into raising cattle, raising feed for that cattle, dairies, packing plants. Now Dodge is getting a cheese factory. So they, and I don't mean a cheese factory that you go in and get a piece of pie, but a factory that manufactures cheese. And, you know, they've turned that into economic development and jobs. And it's a great lesson in using the resources you have and leveraging those into growth. We need to look at our resources, which are different than theirs. You know, ours may not be necessarily natural resources, but by gosh, we have an interstate highway that runs by here with 15 to 20,000 cars a day. How do we capture more of those to stop in our city, to come into our city? Fort Hays State University is an amazing resource. How do we help them? You know, imagine what Fort Hays State would look like with 6,000 students on campus versus 4,000 students. Or NCK Technical College, if we could help them get more students. The hospital, if they had additional doctors. You know, I don't know what necessarily what the answers are, but these are resources that we can leverage, and we need to do that and take the lesson from these other communities, how they've leveraged their resources, and do the same here.
Yeah, you mentioned Fort Hays State University, and I want to detour just for a second because we spoke with President Tisa Mason here, earlier this week or maybe late last week. But one of the things that she said was Fort Hays has got this proposal that's going to KBOR that would create in-state tuition for a good number of states in our region that could possibly bring in a lot more on-campus students. Well, what kind of impact do you think that would have on the economy here locally?
Well, it's huge. I mean, if you think about what students spend when they live here, they rent things, they buy groceries, they go out to eat, and maybe most importantly, they add to our workforce. And we've talked about workforce constantly, that we have a severe workforce shortage. Well, students provide a workforce, and we can talk all day how maybe not as many students work today as used to work and that kind of thing, but a decent percentage of students do work and could add to our workforce. So that would be a big deal. And the same with NCK. If we could figure out ways to help them grow their enrollment, on-campus enrollment, that major impacts in our local economy.
Absolutely. Going back to the budget piece, you know, you mentioned the current budget's a little bit shy of $250,000. You know, I think maybe a lot of people are curious, like, what do you actually do with that money? I mean, obviously, you've got your salary and your, I don't know her title, but Ernie's.
The office manager.
Yeah, there you go. But, like, where does the rest of it go? What do you do, and what would you do with that extra, you know, $250,000 if you were given it?
Well, the majority of our operations are personnel costs, obviously. But we also have rent, we have subscriptions we have to pay for various data subscriptions for information regarding the area and that type of thing, that a lot of people looking, site selectors and things, they want data about our community, number of potential employees, number of the population, median income, those kind of things, rent, utilities, you know, all the normal stuff that a business spends money on, travel, those type of things. So, and what the additional money would be spent for, and this is part of the package we presented to each of these organizations, we want to add a couple of people. We want to add somebody that's completely focused on recruitment and retention of business to our community, whether it be retail or otherwise. We want to expand our programming offerings in the area of entrepreneurship and do more programs get more people involved in that type of thing. So it's going to be people primarily. Now, those people will have to have some resources to do their job, but primarily it's people and expertise in some areas that we're not getting to. As I said, we feel like we've done a good job over the last 2 or 3 years, but there's lots more we can do, and we need to do a better job. We're coming out of this pandemic. We're in a competitive world. We've got lots and lots of urban migrators leaving metropolitan areas. We think we've got a great story to tell, and we've got some work to do in a few areas with housing and that type of thing. But we think Hays is a great community, but we need to get to those people. We need to make sure they understand what we do have to offer. And we just can't do that if we're short staffed, and we don't want to miss that opportunity.
Yeah. And I would think, you know, you're literally talking about doubling the staff. You're going to be able to do double the stuff.
Sure. Yeah. The other thing we need to look at is, and one of the things that came out of our strategic plan this year was some succession planning ourselves. We talk about it all the time with other entities. We say how all businesses should be thinking about succession planning things. And then, we turn that question around on ourselves and say, well, what's our succession plan? Some people think I've got a lot of gray hair and I might not be around for a long time. Well, I don't know that that's the case, but there should be a plan in place for who follows me in this role, and if we can get the right person in this new position of retention and recruitment, that could be a likely successor to me at some point in time, and then we replace that person with another person. So succession is important, continuity is important, and that's what this additional funding would allow us to do. It just makes us a little bit more viable and more effective, we think.
Yeah, and I would have to believe with the succession planning, you know, a lot of these projects are not, you know, it's not nearly a quick process. You know, you talk about bringing a new business. Sometimes that's a multi-year kind of thing. And I would just imagine it takes a long time to get somebody up to speed to that point where they would be able to ready just to pick up the baton and run.
It does. And economic development is a long-term proposition. I mean, I talked earlier about Ford and Finney County. This didn't happen overnight down there. They've been working on this 20, 30 years, probably longer. And so you've got to start planting the seeds and you know, fertilizing them, to use a really poor analogy, like a tree. And you've got to grow that. And you know, we talk about tax increases. All over Western Kansas, there are smaller communities that are experiencing significant tax increases because their tax base has shrunk. Well, if we don't grow ours, you know, the taxes are going up one way or another. If we don't grow our tax base and it shrinks, we're going to experience tax increases, as opposed to, you know, if we grow it, we can keep things the same, possibly even reduce taxes at some point in time if we are successful enough. And, you know, that's our focus and what we need to be thinking about.
Yeah, I think what you're referencing there, correct me if I'm wrong here, but that'd be what they term economies of scale. Because if you're doing, you know, you've got more people living in a smaller area, there's more people to spread out that cost of infrastructure, you know, sewers, roads, I don't know, all the stuff that we rely on every day to make our lives, you know, good.
That's exactly right. You know, if businesses leave a community, if people leave a community, there's just less and less to spread that cost over. You know, the cost of running the city, the cost of running a courthouse, those type of things, even schools. If you don't grow that tax base, it shrinks, you're spreading that cost over fewer and fewer people. So we don't want that to happen. You know, that's the last thing we want to happen. We want to be progressive. We want to grow. Example, we have a local distribution company that is going to be expanding out on the east side of town. So they're going to build a new facility. It's going to go in the tax rolls and be a $3 or $4 million facility. Their old facility is not going to change. It's still going to be in the tax rolls. So that grows our tax base. That's the type of thing we need to be doing.
Yeah, and you know, you hear that kind of on a national scale quite a bit too. We increasing the GDP, so we don't have to increase the federal tax. And I think that kind of translates, if you're familiar with that, to this, just on a smaller scale, right?
To a point. Try and second guess federal tax policy, but the point is, it's really pretty simple. If we grow our tax base, we have more tax things to tax, and therefore we have, in theory, less tax perhaps to spread across everyone else.
Yeah. Now I got to ask this from an economic standpoint. This is something we've heard. I think we heard it this morning from the city guys. And I know the county's very proud of our lower tax rate here in Ellis County. Do you feel like our tax rate is sufficient enough to create that growth, or do we just need to, and I know this is a tough question, but increase taxes a little bit to get that benefit out for the long term?
Well, you know, I think we need to invest sufficiently to accomplish what we need to accomplish. I don't know that that necessarily means more taxes. I don't believe that keeping the tax rate the same indefinitely is necessarily a good thing if you're not making the investments you need to make. If we're not investing in this case, economic development, if we're not investing in perhaps what we're going to see a lot more discussion about is new schools or improved schools, then you're just fooling yourself, because you're not going to have a community that's going to be desirable for people to want to live here, stay here, companies to move here, that type of thing. So we are blessed in Ellis County with a very low mill levy, the lowest overall tax rate in the state of Kansas, in spite of what some people think we are. The data is irrefutable. But we have, as we talked about, we have, like, as an example, oil. We're the number one oil producing county in the state of Kansas historically. Well, that produces a lot of property tax, and thus reduces the tax that I may have in my house or somebody may have on their business building or that type of thing. Well, the question I would ask is, what happens when that oil's gone or much less significant? Because we're seeing a huge shift globally in the demand for oil. And it might be 20, 30, 50 years out. I don't know what it'll be, but we need to have a plan with what we replace it with, when it consists of, I think last year was about 11 to 12% of our mill levy or our tax base was oil. Well, what do we do when it's gone? Because if we don't replace it with something else, that's that case where you've got a shrinking tax base and it's going to fall on everybody else. So we've got to be looking at those kind of things. We've got to be looking at how we expand and grow and put ourselves in a position where we're not so vulnerable.
Yeah, and I would think the other big piece of that is water. We've got to be very careful with our water out here.
And we are. You know, hey, Ellis County, Hayes, the whole community does a terrific job of water conservation. You know,
We're the leaders, I think, in the state.
We really are. Leaders in the state, almost in the country in many respects. And the city has taken very proactive measures. And a long time ago, with the R9 Ranch down in Kinsley, there's legal issues and that type of thing, and it's expensive, but they have taken measures to assure that we have a long-term water supply. And no, we aren't ever going to be able to attract large water user type companies into our community.
So no fish farms out here.
And certainly no packing plants and the kind of things that use lots and lots of water. You know, we talked before about a packing plant we had interested in coming in here, a small one, and their need was 350,000 gallons of water a day. And the city of Hayes totally uses 1.2 million gallons of water a day. So it's just not a good fit. But there are other things that are good fits, and that's what we've got to focus on. But we've got to recognize our shortcomings and try and deal with them as best we can.
Very good. So we've got just a couple minutes left. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about, as you're doing these presentations and going to these other taxable entities here in the county, kind of what that's going to look like and what hopefully the outcome is coming out of this whole thing budget-wise next year.
Well, we will be presenting to the county commission next Monday evening and then the city of Hayes next Thursday evening. And then I've got to get on the agenda for the Victoria discussion sometime here in the future. I was at Ellis last Monday night. And basically what we're asking for, the 1/2 mil is what we asked for. And that means different amounts in each community because each community has a different mil levy. But it was sufficient to roughly double our budget that we had for last year. And we asked the private sector to step up last year, and they really did. We got double the investment from the private sector last year that we got from the year before. So the private sector has stepped up. We're going to continue to ask them to do so because any funds we raise are going to be put to the cause of growing Ellis County, and that's what matters.
And I would imagine, too, this is probably a great time to be doing that. As everybody's coming off of COVID, we've kind of all had to rethink how we work, how we live, where we live, that this is probably, you got to strike when the iron's hot, right?
Well, that's our story. I mean, we believe that it's extremely important. One of the things that we struggle with a little bit is that when we go before these communities, they put us on the agenda as outside agencies. And we don't really view ourselves as an outside agency to these public sector entities. We view ourselves as an essential strategic partner. And so nothing against any outside agencies at all. I get that they need support and they need funding, but we view ourselves as a little bit different and we work day to day with these organizations trying to grow the community, and whether it's with inspection departments or planning departments or whomever. So we're going to be in front of them in the next week or two. And then they've got, I think, another 45 days or 60 days to kind of nail down their budgets. But if we don't get the 1/2 mil, it's not the end of the world. We hope that we'll get the support that we need, and how they choose to do it is up to them. They know their budgets better than we do. And we just thought that might be a good way to do it. But we'll live with whatever, and we'll move forward and with hopefully sufficient funding to do what we want to do.